Exodus Yerushalmi, corresponding to Exodus Bavli, Daf Sadi Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Chesamad Beis at the Mishnah. Misha Hoya Nosei L'Shtei Noshim U'Meisu V'Chakach Meis Hu Ha'Yisoyim Mevakshim Ksubois U'Meiseyim V'Ein Shom El Kedei Shtei Ksubois Cholkim V'Shaveh. If a man married two women and they died, and then he died, and the orphans demand the dowry of their mothers, and there's enough for the two Ksubois, the heirs divide the estate equally. Hayosham Moise Dina Elenoitlim Ksubus Iman Veilnoitlim Ksubus Iman. If there's a dinner more than the Ksubus, the sons of each mother receive their mother's Ksuba. Vim Amu Hayasimim Hayanumalim Al Nichse Avinu Yafa Dina Zeshijitlu Ksubus Iman Henshim Lahem Elasham Nefanechasim Bevaistin. If orphans of one mother request to accept property at an inflated price in order that the estate will be considered to have an extra dinner, we do not accede, rather, Bevaistin evaluate the property. And the Gemara says, "Hadahi dama Rabbi Imi k'deshihi adam motzei l'ten libitoi va'ein yofe." The Gemara says, "Our Mishnah teaches, like Rabbi Imi said, that they enacted ksubos panim dichrin, so the person will want to give a dowry generously to his daughter without fear lest the husband's sons from other women inherit most of it." Me'ata afilo ein sham yaseh dinah. The Gemara says, "If so, it should apply even if there's not an extra dinner." And Rabbi Abun, Bashar, Shad Yochel Kayim, Divayim, Lakayim, Divay Torah, and Lakayim, Divayim, Divay Torah. Bashar Shainat Yochel Lakayim, Divayim, Lakayim, Divay Torah, and Mevatel, Divayim, Lakayim, Divay Torah. Rabbi Abun says that when you can fulfill the Chacham's words and fulfill Torah inheritance, you fulfill their words and fulfill Torah law. When you cannot fulfill their words and fulfill Torah law, you nullify their words and fulfill Torah law. Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Pazi, Bashem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Meis Echad Mina Achim, Kulahen, Cholkin, Bashava. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, said that if one of the brothers died, all of his paternal brothers divide his property equally. Am Rabbi Mana, Lachain Siche, B'Shalei Chilku, Shalei Toma Yase, Shalei Kami, Shein Kan, V'Tirshenu, Achiv. Rabbi Mana says this is needed when they didn't yet divide. Don't say that it's as if he is not here, and his maternal brothers inherit him. Hayasham Bechor, At Amah Bechor, Noto Pishnaim. If there was a Bechor, you say that the Bechor receives a double portion. Mao noitel pishnayim, noitel pishnayim be katoi, oi pishnayim be cholachim. The Gemara asks, what does it mean he receives a double portion? Is it a double portion in his group, means his maternal brothers, or a double portion amongst all the brothers? Tani Rabbi Hoshea, Hoshem shtei kitei vanois, kulhen choikos b'shave. Rabbi Hoshea's Baisa says, if there were two sets of daughters, all divide equally, ksuvos panim dichrin was enacted only for sons. If there was a Bechor, you say that the Bechor receives a double portion. What does it mean he receives a double portion? Is that double portion in his group means his maternal brothers, or a double portion in all the Ksubos? And the Gemara asks, well, when do we estimate the estate to determine whether or not there's an extra dinar at the time of death or at the end when they come to divide? Talmudoi, Rabbi Mana, Amrin, Vasef. The students of Rabbi Mana said, it's at the end. Amaloin, Rabbi Yosi, Barbun, Le'asen da Amrin, B'Shem, Shisei Rabchoin, Lachain Sviche, B'Shalei Chalko. Rabbi Yosi, Barbun objected, don't you say in the name of your Rebbe, this is needed when they didn't yet divide, and it means we view it as if he received his share. Ava Meshah, Rishoyne, Shamin Lahen. Rather, the answer is, it's from the first time, which means the time of death.